first, a look at the Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular Bumstead Insurance Financial and Employee Benefits Leaderboard. There is a new trout leader, Tim Colborn from Owen Sound, leads the lake trout division at 12.83 pounds. The salmon leader is Scott Davis from Owen Sound with a 21.2 pound salmon. Saugeen First Nation is holding its election today. There are seven people running for chief. Current chief Lester Anaquad is running for band councillor, but not for chief this time around. There are 50 people running for 9 seats on band council. Polls are open until 8 tonight at the James Mason Memorial Cultural and Rec Center. A longtime councillor in Georgian Bluffs who is retiring from municipal politics after more than 30 years was recognized in a special ceremony this week. Council and staff were joined by several members of the community and some local dignitaries before Wednesday's Committee of the Whole meeting to celebrate the contributions of Carol Barfoot.
It's been a long, hard 31 years, but I'll tell you, I wouldn't change it for anything.
Barfoot says she's not seeking re-election this fall. She was first elected as a councillor in Keppel Township in 1991. She's also been involved in many other initiatives as a community volunteer, including the Kemble and District Lions Club, the Sydenham Sportsmen Association, and the Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular. Barfoot was also recognized earlier this summer by Bruce Gray Owen Sound MP Alex Ruff with a Platinum Jubilee coin. Ontario's Science Table is being dissolved next month. The Ontario Science Advisory Table released a statement earlier today saying they've been told by Public Health Ontario that they'll be discontinued as of September 6th. Officials say this news comes less than 5 months after Public Health Ontario took over operation and oversight of the table. The Nuclear Innovation Institute is bringing a new technology event to Southampton in September. CEO Bruce Wallace says SWERVE is a free event being held between September 9th and 11th at the Southampton Coliseum, and all ages are welcome to attend.
Think of this as an expo for emerging technologies, for new technologies, not futuristic stuff, the stuff that's with us now but isn't really widely people have heard about it, but they haven't really had a chance to experience it, or maybe only in little bits and pieces.
Attractions include a number of virtual reality simulations, advanced 3D printing, robotics, pedaling a bike to make hydrogen, viewing pumped storage, and putting on a magnetic suit to become a medical isotope. Attendees will also be able to test drive electric vehicles and view hologram technology. Starfest is underway in Ayton this weekend. The North York Astronomical Association says it's Canada's largest amateur astronomy conference and star party. A star party is a gathering of amateur astronomers who bring their telescopes and binoculars to a dark location to stargaze away from city lights. There are observing sessions, a guided sky tour, leading-edge speakers, workshops, children's activities, commercial exhibits, vendors, door prizes, and astrophotography. Organizers say it's a camping weekend with a red lights only rule, which is meant to maintain stargazers' ability to see in the dark. The festival goes until Sunday. In sports, on the Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular Bumstead Insurance Financial and Employee Benefits Leaderboard, Tim Colborn is the new trout leader. He's from Owen Sound and has a lake trout weighing in at 12.83 pounds. Scott Davis from Owen Sound is hanging on to the salmon lead at 21.2 pounds. The Derby runs until Sunday, September 4th. In Major League Baseball, the LA Angels visit the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have won 7 of their last 8 and have possession of the second wild card spot in the American League. The Angels have lost 6 in a row. At the All-Ontario Native Men's Fastball Tournament, 36 teams in 5 divisions will compete. Play started this morning at Saugeen First Nation and at Allenford. The tournament continues Saturday and Sunday, with both days starting at 8 a.m. 2 games tonight in the Canadian Football League. The Toronto Argonauts host the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and the Saskatchewan Roughriders visit the BC Lions. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.